Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Because someone has to say it, and no one does it better than Inez Says.
Hey, hello, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks so much for being here today. You can find the podcast most everywhere you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me every single weekday morning for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. Well, it's sad to say, but it is true. ISIS is back. It's also sad to say that we here in the United States now have become extremely susceptible to terrorist attacks in the future. So says FBI Director Christopher Wray, other American officials, and U.S. Congressman Mike Waltz. The terror organization has reconstituted now, grown stronger and stronger, especially since that disastrous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan nearly 3 years ago. And Congressman Waltz recently wrote an op-ed for FoxNews.com, and in it, the congressman said this: "It's been nearly 3 years since Biden announced his plans to unconditionally withdraw all U.S. forces from Afghanistan. In 2011, then-President Barack Obama announced a similar end to our war efforts in Iraq and withdrew our troops. But radical jihadists love a power vacuum," he says, "and what followed is a similar pattern to what we're seeing unfold in Afghanistan." The congressman says, "Our country finds itself with an almost identical threat we faced from ISIS in 2014. Within 3 years, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria filled the power vacuum left behind by the U.S. and established a caliphate the size of Indiana to terrorize the region and inspire attacks across Europe and the U.S. The congressman goes on to say this: CENTCOM Commander General Michael Carrilla recently warned lawmakers ISIS could carry out an attack on the U.S. or Europe within 6 months with little to no warning. If that doesn't get your attention, listen to more of what U.S. Congressman Mike Waltz has to say. Mike represents Florida's 6th Congressional District. He is a war hero who also serves on a number of committees like the Armed Services Committee. I chat with a congressman now here on the Inez Says Podcast. Okay, Congressman, thanks so much for your time this morning. I saw your op-ed this weekend talking about ISIS, and it certainly raises a red flag with me and others. And, you know, we keep hearing that name again and again and again, ISIS popping up. This is a terrorist group that has sort of resurrected. We saw that terrorist attack in Moscow last month. Congressman, this is exactly the news that we did not want to hear, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I hate to be so down and depressing so early in the morning, but Americans, I think, need to hear the hard truth that ISIS is back. It all started with the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. Now they have a terrorist super state from which to operate, plot, and plan. They have billions in our military equipment. They have an international airport. And not only now have we seen the successful attack in Moscow, what I want to ring the alarm bells for is that there have been over half a dozen, fortunately, thwarted attacks in Europe. There have been a thwarted attack on Sweden's parliament, on the Notre Dame Cathedral in France. Several terrorists were arrested planning and plotting to attack churches in Austria. Look, this is back to the future, sadly. This is 2014, 2015, all over again. And it won't surprise anybody. We have the same people running our foreign policy around Biden as we had around Obama. And when you take a concessions first appeasement approach to our adversaries around the world, you see deterrence crumble, peace through strength fall apart. And you know, now we're back, I fear, with our wide-open southern border that we're next.
Congressman, that segues to the next question, obviously, and that is, with ISIS back, do we lay all of the blame on the feet of the Biden administration here?
Well, look, I think it's pretty darn hard to spin or refute that the Middle East was far better off at the end of President Trump's presidency than it was at the beginning. I mean, by the end, we had ISIS largely defeated in Syria. You had Iran broke because of maximum pressure. You know, you had Iran broke because of the maximum pressure campaign. And the biggest thing, you had the Abraham Accords. You had peace breaking out across the Middle East. Now ISIS is back. Iran is flush with cash. You have the Middle East on fire, right? And you have Israel under a threat the likes of which we haven't seen in a generation. So I don't know who else you have to blame for it. But again, it all started with Afghanistan and that disastrous withdrawal.
Yeah, we here in Orlando, Congressman, were witness to one of the most brutal mass shootings in our nation's history. A terrorist who pledged allegiance to ISIS. He killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub here. We know the story all too well. When you see the southern border as open as it has been under Joe Biden for 3.5 years, knowing that ISIS has reconstituted, what are the chances that one of these terrorist attacks, these ISIS attacks, what are the chances that one of these attacks happens on American soil?
I think the chances, sadly, are incredibly high. It's only a matter of time, Scott. And that's not coming. Don't take that as some kind of political statement from me. Listen to the FBI director, Chris Wray, who is ringing the alarm bells as loud as he can. He's never seen threats like this in his career. And just by point of comparison, under the Trump administration, we had 12 people that we knew of on the terrorist watch list that got over our border illegally. Now we have over 300. I mean, this is multiples more that the FBI doesn't know where they are. They're trying to track them down. They've been flown all over the United States in our inner cities. And as you said, not only was it the Pulse nightclub, which the shooter was on the terrorist watch list, but it was also the San Bernardino attacks and other attacks, not to mention the ones that happened all over Europe as well. So the thing that has me most disturbed is that the cartels in Mexico are so emboldened, and they have a history of cooperating with Iran, with Venezuela, in this axis of terrorist evil. We now, the FBI field office in Miami put out a nationwide alert of an Iranian operative that had moved through Venezuela and across our southern border that was literally hiring assassins to go after former Trump officials right here in the United States. So this is happening as we speak, and it is just mind-blowing to me. Forget the politics of it all. The Biden administration isn't putting a stop to this. Shut the border down and round these people up.
Scary stuff, and yet this White House doesn't seem to really care as to what is going on at our southern border, which, like you said, is absolutely astounding. But not to oversimplify here, Congressman, but do we as a nation now find ourselves with almost an identical threat that we faced with ISIS a number of years ago?
Well, look, the good news is I want everyone to be alarmed and on alert, and we need to put pressure on every elected official to shut this, to secure our border. I mean, it's just a basic tenet of being a nation. We do our counterterrorism defenses. Our intelligence is much better. However, to your point, look, in 2011, President Obama yanked all of our troops out of Iraq, closed all of our bases down, had no follow-up plan to keep a lid on it all. And what did we have by 2014? We had the explosion of ISIS on the scene, a caliphate the size of Indiana, and they launched attacks all over the world. I fear that's what we're facing a repeat of in Afghanistan, but the difference, Scott, is we have no bases. We gave up Bagram Air Base. We have no local allies. They're being hunted down by the Taliban, and we have no government to work with except the Taliban. And we saw with the Abbey Gate bombing, the 13 that we lost in the suicide bombing, we can't outsource our security to a terrorist group, which is apparently the Biden administration's strategy.
Thanks to U.S. Congressman Mike Waltz for the chat here on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me on the radio every single weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save